The county referendum passed with a wide margin on election night, with 75% of those casting ballots in favor of it. That's a total of 18,579 votes and voices saying yes to the incentive that could help draw new businesses. Okaloosa County Commission Chair Kelly Wines says the board voted unanimously to put the referendum on the ballot, seeing it as a great step to enhancing economic development in the county.
Most people that I talk to are interested in it and support it. It would just give us at least an equal advantage and maybe a better advantage on some of the areas that don't pass it. I think it's the thing to do myself.
It also passed in several municipalities, including Fort Walton Beach and Destin. The current incentive expires in March 2015, and the approval renews the exemptions of property taxes for businesses that meet the criteria for new construction. Commissioner Wines says it's at the discretion of the board to decide what percentage is permitted and for what length of time.
Now, as long as I've been on the board, every case that we've considered has been 100%. But we do have that latitude to say, well, you know, we're gonna give a lesser amount. But I haven't seen it done yet. So, and it could be less amount of time, too. It doesn't have to be 10 years. It could be 5 or 7 or whatever, but it's been the appetite, you might say, of the board to give the full benefits so far.
The Economic Development Ad Valorem Tax Exemption was initially proposed by the Economic Development Council to the county commissioners for placement on the ballot. The tax exemption program has been on the ballot several times over the years, stretching back to when it was originally approved in 1981. Wine says the cost of the referendum is not a lot, and the benefits, in the long run, are substantial.
Instead of relocating in Walton County or Santa Rosa or Escambia or a bay, they might choose to come to Okaloosa County because we've all got a lot of the same geographical advantages. We all got pretty beaches, good fishing, good waters, and plenty of, generally speaking, real estate that's available. So what we try to do is create some incentive that might get us over the top to bring the jobs and the companies.
Catching up with Commissioner Wines at the Okaloosa County Supervisor of Elections office on election night after the referendum passed, he said he was pleased that it did so well and feels that the voters made the right decision for the county.
Well, it just gives us more of a competitive edge against the competition, you know, on both sides of us. So it's all good.
The temporary tax exemptions must be approved by residents every 10 years. Within the last decade, 4 companies have taken advantage of the incentive, including BitWizards, a software developing company in Fort Walton Beach, North Okaloosa Medical Center, L3 Crestview Aerospace, and Advanced Sawmill Machinery in Holt, bringing in $34.5 million to the county while also creating 402 high-wage jobs. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.